Now, what's encapsulated in both these drowning metaphors, actually, one of them is my mother's interpretation, and it is a famous Chinese saying because she said it to me, save a man from drowning, you're responsible to him for life, and it was a warning, don't get involved in other people's business or you're going to get stuck. Okay, I think if somebody really was drowning, she'd save them. But both of these sayings, saving a fish from drowning or saving a man from drowning, to me, they had to do with intentions. And all of us in life, when we see a situation, we have a response, and then we have intentions, or there's an ambiguity of what that should be that we should do, and then we do something, and the results of that may not match what our intentions had be. Maybe things go wrong. And so after that, what are our responsibilities? What are we supposed to do? Do we stay in for life, or do we do something else and justify and say, well, my intentions were good, and therefore it cannot be held responsible for all of it. That is the ambiguity in my life that really disturbed me and led me to write a book called Saving Fish from Drowning.